With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers across many parts of rural America are looking into the possibility of growing hemp as a cash crop for the future. Joseph Sisk is a hemp grower and has some advice for other potential growers. He says, if you want to grow hemp, first you need to establish stable markets and find reputable companies to work with before you plant your first seed.
You have to be near a processing plant to be able to deliver to them. My friends that are growing it, they have a contract up front about what they're going to get paid per ton, and they deliver into the facility at harvest.
And he says that's especially true if the hemp you grow is going to be used to make CBD oil for the medical industry.
It's much different in the CBD world. Most CBD production, no CBD production is handled the same. There is no standard. You have multiple people buying and multiple methods. Some buy by weight, some buy by plant, some buy by oil content at the end. Key differences there is there would be no standardized pricing ahead of time unless you are trying to grow it, you know, do a contract grow for a processor. I think any area that starts into hemp production has got to end up with some good way to move the product.
Hemp is popular right now with farmers who have been struggling, especially in the midst of a trade war with China. Hemp, some believe, could be used to stem some of their losses. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.